For today's top stories, I'm Tona Takadila. Workers are preparing the Rundu Sport Stadium in the Kavango East region for the late founding president Sam Nujoma's memorial service on Saturday, the 22nd of February, 2025. We asked the governor of the Kavango East region, Bonifacius Wakudumo, how preparations are going.
The preparation is going very, very well for the state memorial service. Everything is going as according to plan. The logistic committee, they are working in terms of tents, in terms of chairs, in terms of cleaning the venue, the access road because of the casket, the cars which will be, transporting the casket. So the entrance road was sandy. We have built new gravel roads. Those roads are completed. The transportation, as we speak now, some buses are on their way to go. People from Mukwe constituency, they are coming in tonight, sleep here in Rundu. People from Ndiona, they will also come in tonight, sleep here in Rundu. Then people from Ndongalinena, Mashare, and Rundu Rural, respectively, they will be transported tomorrow morning.
Following the United States' exit from the World Health Organization and the freezing on U.S. aid funding, both of which are devastating moves that will significantly impact the health of millions in Africa, we spoke to Health Minister Dr. Kalumbi Shangula about how this might affect Namibia.
This has affected many countries, and the stoppage in Namibia has affected the implementations of programs related to the national HIV response. That is, prevention of the transmission of the virus from pregnant mother to their unborn babies, mainly through awareness raising, advocacy, quality assurance, awareness and demand creation for adolescent girls and young women, adolescent boys, voluntary medical male circumcision and monitoring and evaluation activities. These are mainly the prevention activities, and most of them are being carried out by development partners and non-governmental organizations. It does not affect the treatment for people living with HIV.
South Africa's Border Management Authority has temporarily suspended operations at three ports of entry, namely Pont Drift, Magobistad, and Durdepoort, due to severe flooding. Border Management Authority's Memem Khotsi says travelers and commercial operators are advised to use Ramatlabama, Kopfontein, and Skilpadsheg ports of entry for cross-border movement.
The heavy rainfall in the region has resulted in significant water levels rising in the Molopo River, making operations at the three ports of entry unsafe and impractical. The BMA, in consultation with the authorities in Botswana, have taken the necessary precautionary measures to suspend operations at these ports of entry until further notice.
Violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo has forced thousands to flee to neighboring countries facing harsh conditions. The UN Refugee Agency reports that since February, 35,000 Congolese refugees have arrived in Burundi as M23 fighters backed by Rwanda advance in South and North Kivu. UNHCR spokesperson Olga Serrado.
The vast majority are women and children. They are arriving exhausted, tired, many of them tell our teams on the ground that they have lost family members, sometimes children, while they were fleeing.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.